Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It's 5:10. Let's do the D-Rush Hour news headlines. And what to do about a public Minneapolis golf course that consistently floods, but has also played an important role in the racial integration of golf in Minnesota, Hiawatha. Boy, we've been talking about Hiawatha Golf Course for at least forever. Susan Dew writing about it in the Star Tribune. Right now, Hiawatha's an 18-hole golf course. It's also always waterlogged. It's located 4 feet below the level of Lake Hiawatha in the Minnehaha Creek floodplain. So on average, the park board is pumping more than 420 million gallons of groundwater off of that course. DNR gave him a permit. This isn't what we like to see happening. If you have to pump that much water, it means that the water wants to naturally go somewhere else. And this is the dispute. A Star Tribune reporting that the board did, in fact, last night vote to move the master plan onto the full board in 2 weeks. The master plan takes that 18-hole golf course and makes it a 9-holer. And then would also create a stormwater channel to kind of get that water to flow through the course more naturally. We'll see. This has come up before the park board many, many times. And it's never had enough votes from the board to pass. More development news in Arden Hills. And would you have the courage to do this if you got fed up with your local government? Soraya Keyser reporting in the Pioneer Press on how 4 Arden Hills residents have decided they're going to run for city council and for mayor because they're sick and tired of nothing happening with the former Twin Cities Army ammunition plant. You've probably driven by this before. It's the largest area, largest plot of land available for development inside the Metro Twin Cities, 427 acres. But the city and Ramsey County keep arguing about this. Ramsey County spent $100 million to do an environmental cleanup. You can imagine it was an ammo plant. It's pretty nasty. Ramsey County wants to make their money back, so they want 1,700 housing units on the land. So they make money back through property tax. The city would prefer 1,460. And these candidates, these people who live in Arden Hills, are like, enough? Can't we meet in the middle and let's go? So they're all running for office. We'll see how that goes. Election is November 8th. Are we ready for all these edibles? Lots of companies. Chris says, yes.
Let's go.
Lots of companies.
I'm planning vacation around the edible release.
So many companies diving into new products, as the Minneapolis St. Paul Business Journal reports. Balanced Naturals, B-L-N-C-D. Because if you're cool, you do not need vowels. Vowels are for squares. Balanced Blinst Naturals. They actually have a really cool design. They make CBD products. They make these kind of sparkling waters with CBD. They launched a tropical-flavored Delta 9 THC gummy in mid-July. So they launched that just a couple weeks after the new edibles law went into effect. They're going to release a THC sparkling water in October. The co-founder, Allison Valencourt, says they've been researching and developing this stuff for a while. So that CBD sparkling water that's already out is at Lunds and Byerly's and 500 other spots. The THC water will be strawberry basil, yuzu ginger. They're also considering that'll have 5 milligrams. They're considering a 3 milligram, kind of a low dose. I don't know. All this stuff.
Give me a bunch of 5 milligrams and call it good.
What happened to Coors Light and a nap on the backyard? My gosh.
That's what happens when you have too many Coors Lights.
Indeed Brewing just launched a non-alcoholic THC. One of the weird things that I'm looking into is I was told the other day that the law doesn't allow these THC products to be sold at liquor stores. which is kind of weird because people seem to have the most expertise in kind of age check and that sort of thing. So
these are going to be more of a retail.
But they'll be everywhere.
Yeah.
We'll see. Cities are trying to figure it out, too. The Monte Teo story. Remember Monte Teo? This is going back to 2012. Well, there's a new Netflix documentary, Untold, The Girlfriend Who Didn't Exist. His story was incredible in 2012, a Notre Dame star linebacker with a very inspirational story of a girlfriend who had just died of leukemia.
His grandmother and girlfriend, Lene Kakua, had died the same night. He dedicated his season to them. It was an amazing story.
I mean, they were with me, you know. I miss them.
One problem, his girlfriend did not exist.
I don't think anyone can appreciate how big a story it became.
This was a very sophisticated hoax perpetrated for reasons we can't understand.
And the documentary tries to get into that. Washington Post reporting on it today. The girlfriend, Lanai Kakua, was social media fiction, just totally made up. And Netflix, for this, or the producer, whoever made this documentary, interviews Monte Teo and the catfisher, Renaya Tuaya Sopo, who has since come out as a trans woman and goes by the name Naya.
I created this fictional character, Lene. I totally felt fear. I didn't have courage to just be like, this is who I am.
It became evident that we had a major story.
I was afraid this was going to affect my NFL future.
Yeah, Monte Teo had about a 10-year career in the NFL, pretty decent career in the NFL, but always connected to this story he shared, which he believed to be true, that was a total fiction. Maybe catfishing wasn't quite as known in 2012 as it is 10 years later. It's a fascinating, heartbreaking story, that documentary, available now on Netflix. Can't wait to see it. Very, very strange. That's the D-Rush Hour News headlines.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.